And I think those days are over with the way that Saban and Smart
changes.
Yeah, because Brad, you know this. Once Saban got in and realized, all right, I'm not just gonna recruit in the Sun Belt. If I want a player in California or New Jersey or wherever, I'll go get him. I'll go even more into South Florida if I choose to do so. I just think that totally changed, and people adjusted and adapted to that, like Smart, and I think we'll have some others. Napier, you mentioned Lincoln Riley. I think he's going to bring them back. That's a good point. I think we're so far from that 2010 example today. How do you see it?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I mean, it's not that long ago, but at the same time, you look at the recruiting rankings, and we can't sit there and go back and try to analyze recruiting any further than, 20 years ago? Probably
right.
Not even quite 20 years ago. But what you just said is absolutely true, which is that not so long ago, it was a local and regional sport as far as the recruiting went. I mean, it was rare for schools to have a lot of players in their roster who weren't at least from a bordering state. Mm-hmm. You know, more than one state over, you didn't have a whole lot of guys on the team like that. Now, the best teams have a bunch of them. And I mean, even Texas A&M, like this past recruiting class that obviously got so much praise and so much attention. I mean, the Texas schools have always taken pride on not having to go outside the state to fill a talented roster. And Jimbo, and this is, you know, this is not year one Jimbo. This is Jimbo after having been there for a few years and seeing what he could do within the state. Even in Texas, Jimbo decided, hey, I need to go all over the country and grab guys if I'm going to be able to compete. And of course, the other part of this now is NIL, where you start looking at these collectives and the way that the schools that are able to just pile up money from boosters are able to do more than the schools that have less money. I mean, we're widening the gap again. And the schools with money are the same ones that are up there at the top. Now, look, there could be some others like an A&M that hadn't been up there for the last few years that maybe now this levels the playing field for them because they can kind of buy their way in. Maybe, you know, there's some others like that in the Power Five, but if you're the typical Power Five team, you have less of a chance competing for four and five stars now than you did 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I, you know, is that good for the sport? It's hard to say how it could be.
Brad Edwards, 25 years at ESPN, college football insider on the Out of Bounds show.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
So, Southern Cal, I'll never forget you telling me, I don't remember, 18 years ago or whatever, you were traveling around with ESPN and you went to a Tuesday practice with Pete Carroll at Southern Cal. And you said, Bo, you will not believe it, but Pete Carroll goes ones versus ones in practice. So you know what that program can be again. And Lincoln looks like he is getting after it in both recruiting and the transfer portal. Would you be surprised if he's the first one to kind of bring a team back that we know has been there before, Brad?
No, I wouldn't be. I think the question is, can he recruit on the Pete Carroll level, because that's what it's going to take to catch up with the, you know, with the Alabamas and Georgias and, you know, Ohio States, whatever. He didn't recruit poorly at Oklahoma. But, you know, obviously when those teams, and look, I mean, Bob Stoops obviously built it, Lincoln took over, and he wasn't there so long that you would say that he, I mean, maybe his last year, he finally had his team in there where it was like all his guys, but you know, most of his teams were kind of made up of a lot of inherited players. So it's really hard to say how well he can build a program at this stage, but you know, the last couple of years they did drop off a little bit, which I don't know, I'd say that concerns me, but it doesn't give me a ton of confidence that he's an elite head coach, having seen the program take a small step back after he had all of his own guys in there. So, you know, can he recruit at a level higher than what he was doing? And he's going to have to, because he's going to need talent on both sides of the ball. You don't need to be what Georgia was this past year. Now Georgia this past year needed to be that defensively in order to win the national title. But in most years, you're not going to need a defense of that caliber, as if anyone could actually do that again. you're not going to need that to win the national championship most seasons. You're going to need a great offense and a serviceable defense, which is something he never had at Oklahoma. So that's where the recruiting is going to come in. Now, being in Southern California, he should have enough talent available to be able to dominate his area and the rest of the Pac-12. But, you know, another thing that's different, Bo, from when Pete Carroll was there, you know, we talked about how much it's changed since even 2010.
Right.
Is Carroll had locked down the state of California, certainly Southern California, but really most of the state. Any player in that state he wanted, he got. I don't know that that's necessarily true now for Lincoln Riley. I mean, even if he has success, there has already been such a mass exodus of the top talent in that state going mostly to the Southeast that there's a draw there. And he's going to have to really prove it on the field, I think, in order to be able to accomplish what Carroll did as far as building that wall around California or the West Coast in general. Because, you know, it's going to take USC either winning a national championship or coming close for players to buy in, you know, to that being possible, and in wanting to go to USC instead of an Alabama or a, you know, Georgia, Ohio State, whatever.